This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House Democrats continue working to prepare a subpoena that will be sent to the White House Friday, unless documents about Ukraine are provided before then. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings is telling committee members the drastic step of a subpoena is needed because the White House has ignored multiple requests for information, and the whistleblower complaint provided urgent warnings that evidence could be lost. The subpoena will be directed toward Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, requesting 13 batches of documents related to the July conversation between President Trump and the President of Ukraine surrounding dirt on Joe Biden. President Trump tweeted his thoughts using an expletive to show he feels the investigation is bogus. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The United States has won a record $7.5 billion award over illegal European Union subsidies to airline builder Airbus. This is the largest arbitration award the World Trade Organization has ever handed out to a complaining party. As a part of the penalty against the EU, the United States will start imposing stiff tariffs on a wide range of European goods exported to the U.S. starting October 18th. During a White House press conference with the president of Finland, whose exports would be affected by the tariffs, President Trump called the WTO decision a big win for the United States, saying the WTO wanted to make sure that he's happy. The WTO's decision is final and cannot be appealed. But the EU issued a statement from Brussels saying if the U.S. decides to impose WTO-authorized countermeasures, it will be pushing the EU into a situation where we have no other option than to do the same. This is VOA News. Britain called on the European Union on Thursday to be creative and flexible on Brexit after Prime Minister Boris Johnson made a last-ditch offer to strike a deal over the Irish border. More from Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
In a public letter to EU leadership, the Prime Minister calls for a regulatory zone to span the entire island, both Northern Ireland and the Republic, which will govern all trade goods. To avoid border checks, he says a declaration system would be introduced for small business traders, along with a trusted traders program to speed up the process. Johnson's border plans, if approved by the EU and British Parliament, would replace the so-called backstop proposals, which played a role in sinking his predecessor, Theresa May's government. Johnson has vowed to bring the UK out of the EU, deal or no deal, by October 31st.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. During a memorial marking a year since journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder, his fiancée spoke out.
Despite the global outcry, Khashoggi's bereaved fiance still awaits justice, with more questions than answers. The whereabouts of his body, dismembered after he was tortured. And above all, who ordered Khashoggi's killing and why? He was last seen entering the consulate to get papers for his wedding to Cengiz Hatice. A U.S. Senate resolution blamed Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. A U.N. report has called for him to be investigated.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is leaving the campaign trail until further notice after undergoing surgery for a blocked blood vessel near his heart. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Sanders' campaign says the candidate has had two stents successfully inserted after experiencing discomfort during an event Tuesday. A medical evaluation shows he had a blocked artery. The 78-year-old Sanders is said to be, quote, conversing and in good spirits. He recently canceled some appearances in South Carolina when he lost his voice. Campaign officials said at the time he felt fine. Sanders' campaign manager says the state of his campaign remains strong. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.